to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
$46 million in 2013 for motor speedways. Clearly a benefit for NASCAR. $199 million in tax breaks for rum making. That largely benefiting a big liquor conglomerate. $38 million in tax incentives benefiting Starkist and other companies doing business in American Samoa. They're all in this bill, and they've got nothing to do with the fiscal cliff.
There's more reason for you to be disgusted at the reality of the discussion that has gone on how to fix the out-of-control spending. Listen to Ashley Banfield there talking about some of the things that Congress doesn't want you to know about what was in the bill that was probably, in most people's minds, supposed to help you and us and all of the country from going over the cliff. Let's get started with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hit, and the fiscal cliff discussion certainly is where much of the focus has been the last 24 hours, and that's what we're here to report on, a daily overview of what's going on in the world, the news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio. Here is radio host Mike Trevisano talking to Congressman Jim Renacci of Ohio about what exactly was in that bill now that it's being opened up and read and exposed.
Congressman, what is in it?
Well, basically, the Bush tax rates were extended for everybody under that makes up to $400,000, and they were extended permanently. So that's a good thing. I would tell you that's a good part of the bill. Anybody above that, their rates went up. Capital gains went up to 20%. I can tell you from an estate tax planning that estate tax, there's an exemption for the first $5 million passed on to your family. That was going to drop down to $1 million. That held at $5 million, but the rate went from, I think, 35 to 40%. There's another thing that a lot of people aren't aware of. It's called an AMT patch. That would have affected millions of people. If it wasn't fixed, then it was fixed. So that saves some taxes for millions of people. The problem is we did nothing to fix our spending. In fact, this bill, I think it was $41 worth of revenue for $1 worth of spending cuts versus what the president said almost 8 months ago, that we need a balanced approach, $1 worth of tax revenue for $3 worth of cuts. We're nowhere near that. And it's, we have not fixed our problem. And some of the other issues, Triv, that are just, I can just throw out that were concerning. I mean, we have a credit for LG growers. We have a credit for NASCAR. We have a credit for Hollywood. A tax credit, credit for electric scooters was in there, and the list goes on. It's the kind of things that, the American people are just really tired of coming out of Washington.
There was a 2% payroll cut to everybody paying federal tax. They got the 2% break. That was eliminated, though, so everybody's taxes is going up 2%, though, right?
Yeah. Now, if you go back, what happened there in 2010, before I even came into office, there was a 2% payroll tax, temporary tax reduction, where they took 2% that was going to the Social Security Trust Fund to help shore up Social Security, and somebody made the decision back then to cut everybody's 2% so that they could help stimulate the economy. That was a temporary tax relief, we'll say, that was supposed to only last a year. It lasted 2 years, and that temporary tax relief was eliminated going into this year.
800-510-82. Oops, sorry, we got a new number. I need to make sure that I use this new number. It's 888-302-3684 to be in touch on the countdown. 888-302-DUG. The essence of this outrage, as you listen to the stories, as you hear more and more people talking about the screwing that we're taking, because that's really what it is. It's the same thing over and over again. The essence of what the House agreed to as far as the Senate bill, what the president would sign. And by the way, he didn't even really sign it. It was auto pen because he was on his way back to Hawaii. The Democrats declared victory. They say the Republicans were forced to sign on to this tax increase. The fiscal situation is a dream come true, say those who don't like the ones who are making money in this country. So the Bush tax cuts are in until somebody changed that. Tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans, Americans who earn less than $100,000 a year, will have a tax increase. Did you know that? Payroll tax cut was not extended. Most working Americans will see their taxes go up by as much as $2,200 a year. So what do you think of that? The sales pitch from the president, the sales pitch from Democrats, they're full of baloney. They're all full of baloney. And it's a pretty disgusting reality. That's my take on it. What's yours? 888-302-3684 to be heard on the countdown. So go through a number of the various programs that discuss this in the last couple of days, and then we'll take some of your calls as well. Again, it's 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All righty. Emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
is it
taking
another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
At home, I'm known as Mom. But in my classroom, I go by Ms. Johnson. Good morning, class. Please take your seat. As a teacher, I know what children need to be successful in school. That's why for my own children, I choose Primrose Schools. National assessment results show that Primrose students perform at about twice the level of their peers. That's something that's important to me as a parent and an educator. To see what other moms are saying, visit AskAPrimroseMom.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price dropped to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list, plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. The Sandy Relief Bill, the Sandy Aid Act, is coming up later on in the countdown. A lot of people are disgusted about the ridiculous realities of how that was handled or not in Congress. Just day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, people spend much of their time of all ages complaining about how the government works. And yet you vote most of the same people back in again, you get the same results. What's the old, what's that expression? Insanity, the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You elected the same people back into office, so you got what you were getting before. And so those of you who keep yelling about all of this stuff, what are you yelling about? It's your fault that the situation is as it is. A majority of Americans believe this year is going to not be one of economic pleasantness, shall we say. New Gallup poll out this week. 65% of you say the new year is going to be marred by challenges. 33% say they think it'll be a year of prosperity. Let's hope for that and work against the other stuff in our minds. And meanwhile, as we continue with our overview of the discussion of fiscal realities and what was in the bill, here from our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talked to Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska about why he voted for this bill this week.
What did you do at midnight on New Year's Eve? You lean over and kiss Harry Reid?
Well, I didn't, but I was in the Senate, and as you know, we worked through that night, so... that's what I was doing.
Now, a lot of people are a little shocked and upset that you voted with him, even if you didn't kiss him at midnight.
Well, here's what I would say. There's no perfect solution here, but one thing I can guarantee, if we would have all voted no, which is always an option, then I know what callers would be saying today. They'd be saying, we got hit hard, and... That's true. About 99% of Americans were protected by that vote from the income tax hikes. And, boy, that's hard to pass up. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I could have come on today and said, come on, everybody, don't be mad. I know your income taxes are going through the roof, but there's 1% out there that, you know, we got to just hang in there. And I think that would have fallen on deaf ears.
No, I was thinking about this before I had you on. Like, I don't know how upset I can be with Senator Johanns because taxes went down for nearly every American, or at least the lower tax rates were extended for many Americans in the middle class. The payroll tax went away, which that benefits Social Security. That probably never should have been there in the first place. But at the same time, yes, we'll get these tax breaks, but with no meaningful spending cuts, the dollar is going to continue to be devalued, the deficit and the debt will continue to get deeper, and it just doesn't really bode well for the future solvency of the country. So, yeah, I get my tax break now, but what kind of world are my kids and grandkids going to be living in here in America?
Yeah, that issue is still there, and... That won't be solved by one bill. I wish it was. If there was ever an easy solution to the overspending, that was 30 years ago. Now there are no easy solutions. And quite honestly, what is driving the spending, and it's painful for people to hear this, is that if you take out five programs, you taken out 82% of the budget. And what are they? Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, National Defense, and interest on the debt. And that's just the dollars and cents of it. So I looked at this bill and I said to myself, first and foremost, we have to do the right thing for people from a tax standpoint. And I believe a yes vote was the right thing.
800-510-82... Wait, there's that old number again. 888-302-3684. That was Senator Mike Johanns from Nebraska. The vote has basically brought higher taxes, and it's really amazing. In America, we can... The politicians can say higher taxes going to you are labeled as a tax cut. Do you understand how that works? All of these things are all just words. More deficit spending on the way.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Discussion of the fiscal vote in a matter of moments. A couple more pieces of talk radio program. Sean Hannity here with Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas, who voted against the so-called fiscal cliff bill.
Not all of these lawmakers backed this plan. Some of them stood up. Some of them opposed the measure because that is what they were elected to do, and that is balance our budget, like you have to balance your household budget. Now, in the Senate, five Republicans voted no. Senator Shelby, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Grassley, Senator Lee, and Senator Rand Paul. And in the House, 151 GOP members bucked their party's leadership and voted against what amounts to a tax hike on 77% of American households. My first question, Congressman Gohmert, is very simple. How is it possible that we got to this point, final hour, all the drama? How is it possible and no spending cuts? None. Zero. CBO estimate, $4 trillion price tag.
Well, it's because the promise that was made by Minority Leader John Boehner 2.5 years ago that we would follow regular order if we were given the majority, that we would not bring a bill to the floor that had not gone through committee, been amended, been debated, gone to the floor, been amended, been debated, and then sent to the Senate, and then if it didn't match ours, it would go to conference. We didn't do that process, and as a result, we got a deal that ended up not cutting any money. We're still going to spend over $1 trillion. And when we spend $1 trillion over what we're bringing in, that's being lumped on for our children. I got 2 days to see all three of my daughters this year. And I look in their faces and I just think, until we get this right, we are failing the future generations. This is abysmal. We should be making the cuts instead of engorging this generation with money we don't have.
800-888-302-3684. Here's Congressman Tim Walberg, who was on with Talk Show's Kathy Hoekstra about why he voted against this bill.
Are we going to be a generation that robs from our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids' future? And spends them into a debt that they're going to have to pay because we want what we want, what we want right now. And I think we have to come to that conclusion. Is that the way we want to be, or do we want to do the right thing, as our parents did for us and grandparents, and give us something better than even they had?
Right, and that all sounds awesome, Congressman Walberg. I'm behind you 3,000%. Why do your peers not understand that? I mean, I know you can't speak for them, but seriously, why is it so difficult for people to, for others, the ones who voted yes, per se, to understand that?
Well, I think it's an issue of perspective of what can be done, when it can be done. I'm a person that, as a father, as a grandfather, as a former pastor, I believe there is a time when tough love takes place, and tough love is never enjoyable, but it generally ends up working to the good.
All right, so your call is up next on this, 888-302-3684. The overwhelming House majority made some clear policy choices against income tax increases for most people, against fundamental changes in the major drivers of federal spending, that is all the entitlement programs, and against cuts in non-entitlement spending. So what policies and interests were the winners and losers? The two parties have really no leverage over one another, it would appear. The Republicans haven't figured out how to use their political clout to persuade Mr. Obama into what they want most, that is changes in entitlement programs. And the president didn't get what he wanted. He wanted to raise taxes on earners over $200,000. That didn't happen either. So is that a good sign because neither got what they wanted? What do you want? What do you think we need to have here? The way the money is being spent, and on the in these bills you see all kinds of breaks for all kinds of people. It's nauseous, isn't it? 888-302-3684. Your call's next on the Countdown.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals. You'll play Greek yogurt at everyday low prices. At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy, for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doug, it's 888-302-3684. We're talking about the fiscal vote as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Actually, I found this to be an interesting sort of synthesis of what some people are saying. This lady says, I'm a loyal listener to WLNI in Lynchburg. I wake up and tune into the countdown program. She talks a little about the things that I've been addressing last week or so, including the status of the dairy bill, the so-called farm bill, which was part of what was passed. And she also makes reference to some of the other things that I've talked about, my issues with the defense spending and the situation in Afghanistan. She said, my message about the use of drones was enlightening. A former high-ranking military officer said several weeks ago that we need to have a certain amount of continued presence in Iraq and doesn't understand about Afghanistan, calls it a black hole. Obama, after campaigning as a world peace candidate, has had many opportunities to withdraw from the black hole in Afghanistan. His foreign policy is not realistic. She references several other things that are going on in other countries. She lives in Northern Virginia and references what I was talking about with regard to the pay that people get who are working in the public sector versus what people are making in the private sector. As she says, the private public salary comparisons were disturbing but not surprising. And then another issue said, try weighing in on the budget of the Department of Education. That part of the bureaucracy does nothing for local public systems. They dictate policies like the mindless No Child Left Behind Act while not funding it. If that budget was distributed proportionally to non-public union states, it would serve as a lesson in cost efficiency. She's a 32-year veteran public school teacher and has an interesting way of viewing some of the issues that have been talked about last year, and I'm sure they'll be in the focus continually this year. But this spending of money and having it go no place, the buildup of the bureaucracy and the union status of public employees is a very important issue, just one of the many things that contribute to the problem. That's at least in my estimation. What do you think contributes to the problem? 302-3684. By the way, for 16 years, I've been using that other number, so it'll take me a while to get used to the new connection. Write it down, though, if you feel like there are times when you want to express yourself, feel free. That's what this is all about. 888-302-3684. It's about free expression. You heard from a few congressmen talking about the bill that was just passed. You have heard from people who are trying to make excuses for their position one way or another. There's not a lot of cover here, frankly, as more and more people are going to find out as we dig around in all this. Let's hear from Mike, who's in Kansas, with a focus on whatever party affiliation you may have.
This simply seems like it doesn't make any sense. Republicans are simply angry because Obama won the re-election, and it just doesn't make any sense. As me being a conservative Democrat, as Republicans, what are you doing? You're playing with the people's money. It doesn't get any deeper than that. I understand you lost the election as a presidential standpoint, but in the end, we need to get money going. We need to get the country going. We need the true job creation, and Republicans are so hell-bent on punishing any state or any people, group of people or demographics of people who did not vote for Mitt Romney. They're going to do anything they can to punish anybody. And this is a fiscal cliff. You're playing with the people's money. And by God and me, for conservative Republicans and true Republicans, if you understand how I believe, you need to get the party back in order. As me being a conservative Democrat, you lost my vote. You did not get my vote simply because you want to push ideology that does not work. The majority of the American people did not vote for it. Wake up and get to the people's business. You're playing with the people's money.
You need to wake up, sir. You don't get it. Both sides have lost. You and others, whether you agree politically or not, the Democrats have screwed this country up royally. The Republicans have screwed the country up royally. Why do you take that partisan approach? Why are you so blind to reality? 888-302-3684. Interesting, the Dow Jones Industrial Average careened up 300 points. Its biggest gain since December of 2011, now just 5% below the record high in October of 2007. Stock surging, the fiscal cliff is averted. Now what? Louise in Tennessee on the Republicans.
The Republicans do this every time. They'll wait until the last minute, decide to vote, because the ones who voted for the deal is looking for to be reelected. They know the public is getting sick and tired of this do-nothing Congress. And then for burning them not to vote to help the people and with that relief for Sandy, but they will send money overseas over there to the wars. Something needs to be done. People wake up and vote them out the next go round.
Oh, yeah, right. That's it, lady. That'll fix everything. Despite the euphoria, a lot of investors remain cautious because the deal lacks spending cuts. In fact, it adds money to the budget. Is this mindless? What is that lady thinking in Tennessee? John in Massachusetts, what are you thinking?
What they're doing is basically they're bankrupting, trying to bankrupt the middle class. You know, the rich are getting away with murder. Nobody's gone to jail. I mean, what happened to the rule of law? You got two parties who are basically committing treason against the American people. They're filling their pockets up with people's tax money. They're letting corporations run rampant all over the world. They're not paying any taxes. And then the first thing these Democrats and Republicans blame are teachers, firefighters, the middle class, the poor. When it's Wall Street,
think tanks who basically sit here and plan how to lie to the American people and say they're helping us. Nonprofit organizations that sit here and say they're helping the public, but basically they're sticking the pocket, the money in their pockets. What happened to the rule of law? What happened to these people going to jail when they're taking the taxpayers' money or selling people faulty products that they say are supposed to help the American people? What is this place being run by? Criminals at the Federal Reserve who basically fund both sides of the war to make a profit? You know, people need to wake up and get these criminals out of Washington.
Well, that's the last thing you said there is probably the truest thing of all the things that you said, John. So worth us considering that. 888-302-3684. So the length, the intensity of the debate went on and on and on. The deal raises the top income tax rate on families earning over $450,000 a year. That's about 1% of the households in this country. It includes $12 billion in spending cuts. That's future cuts. No cuts for right now. And $12 billion? That's like 25 cents out of your pocket. The bill signed Wednesday night, $620 billion in higher taxes over the next decade from wealthy Americans. And, you know, all these bills that gets passed, they're subject to scrutiny and to change. There is no tough stuff. No. Erskine Bowles, who was the chairman of that deficit commission, said, quote, "We've taken two steps now, but both of those combined are not enough to put the fiscal house in order for a day." So tighter measures for spending cuts, not even considered. 888-302-3684. Jeff is in Texas. Thinks the whole thing is a media fiasco.
You know, I look at this this whole partisan, you know, fiscal cliff debacle, and I think the whole fiscal cliff term was really just made up by the media to make it all dramatic, make a situation more dramatic than it really is. You know, I don't believe there should be much government intrusion. I mean, ever since we've had the Fed, you know, the Federal Reserve that's been constantly printing money, we've been borrowing money, and causing inflation, most of what our taxes go to is for paying the interest on the debt. You know, it's over $16 trillion, and it's the secret inflation tax none of these politicians ever talk about. So, you know, this whole partisan deal between Republicans and Democrats is really just silly because it's like watching Republicans and Democrats is like watching two drunks argue over a bar tab on the Titanic, you know? It's like eventually all this money is just going to keep inflating. Everything's going to keep, the prices are going to keep rising. Eventually we're not going to be able to pay for it. And the only sensible thing to do is to have the Fed stop having low interest rates, try to balance the dollar, and stop spending more money than we don't have, and let people just take care of themselves. Let the states take roles that the federal government has had for years. I mean, we're always at war. We always have welfare. We have a growing police state. Our rights are disappearing. Constitution means nothing to these politicians anymore. Until people stop voting for these Republicans and Democrats who are nothing but criminals in suits, you know, the better.
888-302-3684. Action inside our dysfunctional government comes with binding deadlines. So actually, this bargain that you got sets up another crisis in 2 months when the across-the-board spending cuts to the Pentagon and domestic programs are set to kick in. That's someplace that really ought to have some scrutiny, don't you think? 888-302-3684. More of your calls on our fiscal reality coming up here on The Countdown.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system, which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at sony.com/navigation.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen discussing the results of the vote in Washington on the fiscal realities. Here's David in Indiana.
I don't believe in any of this stuff a politician tells you nowadays. You got a president who's flown back to Hawaii now to finish his vacation out. Why don't they put their money where their mouth is and give in and give up some of their wealth and stuff? You know, Dad burned well, a congressman that wealthy, and I would like to see them have 2-term limits just like the president. You need to get a bunch of them bureaucrats out of there that's long term, because I'll tell you, they don't care about you. I'm a poor guy trying to find work. I still ain't found work. My stuff's run out. I've had to move back in with my grandmother and take care of her and raise her. That's not right. They had 4 years to create jobs and stuff. It didn't happen overnight. No, it didn't. But the majority of it lays on the president. He can't get off his butt and come in there and talk to these people. He's got to send the vice president out to do his work for him, because he's too busy flying around all over the place. Do you realize that costs us money, too, and raises the debt ceiling? He don't care. None of them care anymore. All they worry about what they want in their pocketbooks. They care less than somebody makes $10,000 a year. They just throw you under the bus. We're all thrown under the bus. And I recollect when the Constitution, it says, we the people, not we the government. They need to get their nose out of businesses and let them run their businesses. Yes, they can assist, but they don't have to dictate to you what you need.
All right, so here's some info you might want to chew on a bit here. The president's plane costs about $40,000 an hour to run. Back and forth to Hawaii is a little less than 10 hours. So $400,000 each time, $800,000 a round trip, $1.6 million for the vacation transportation back and forth. How much would you pay to get a round trip back and forth from Washington to Hawaii? About $840. That's laughable. And the cost for the inauguration, too, by the way, that's something else that people ought to be talking about. Here's Tony in Michigan. The reason I bring that up is because why do you need an inauguration? He's already the president. And this goes for any party. Why did George Bush need an inauguration second time around? It's what does it cost you in these days when it's important to save money? Hello, Tony in Michigan. What do you say?
I'm just calling. You know, I'm glad it passed. And I am getting tired. I am a Democrat. And I think the Democrats do look out for the working class people more. But we need to get rid of this Republican and Democrat clash. and they need to start working for the people who put them in office. And about this spending, raising the debt limit and all that, these people got to remember who got us into two wars and how much did that raise our debt that we are going to be paying for quite a while. And the worst thing about the war is the loss of life we had of our young men and women over there when we shouldn't have been there.
Amen on that, sir. You are so right. Thank you for capping this conversation with a positive, worthwhile thing for us all to think about. Sandy Relief is the next focus on the countdown. Stand by for that here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now at 53 past the hour, continuation of the discovery of what's going on, the things that are being talked about in the news talk world, issue-oriented talk radio. We survey hundreds of programs and stations with hosts all around the country to figure out what the issues are. And the number two issue is this discussion of the House failing to vote on a Sandy relief pack. Matter of fact, Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, and Governor Christie, a Republican, really went after John Boehner. Here's Governor Christie from a press conference.
31 days for Andrew victims, 17 days for victims of Gustav and Ike, 10 days for victims of Katrina. For the victims of Sandy in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, it has been 66 days, and the wait continues. There's only one group to blame for the continued suffering of these innocent victims, the House majority and their Speaker, John Boehner. This is not a Republican or Democratic issue. National disasters happen in red states and blue states, in states with Democratic governors and Republican governors. We respond to innocent victims of natural disasters, not as Republicans or Democrats, but as Americans. Or at least we did until last night. Last night, politics was placed before our oaths to serve our citizens. For me, it was disappointing and disgusting to watch. On January 19, 2010, I took an oath to serve all the people of New Jersey, without regard to race or ethnicity, gender or political affiliation. And for the last 1,079 days, I have worked as hard as I could to be loyal to that oath. Whether under the pressure of dealing with a legislature of the opposite party or the scrutiny of a hotly contested election, I have always put the people of New Jersey and my oath ahead of petty personal politics. Last night, the House of Representatives failed that most basic test of public service, and they did so with callous indifference to the suffering of the people of my state. If you want an example of how nonpartisan this issue should have been, I offer this for your consideration. Near midnight last night, conservative Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California both spoke on the floor in concert with each other and in support of this aid package.
Wow. Man, that's not going to help the Republicans any. One of their fair-haired governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, taking a real shot at John Boehner. Is it deserved? Yeah, I think maybe it is. What do you think? Let's listen to this talk host program. There's two actually together on this program. Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott here with CBS correspondent Jill Jackson about Boehner trying to undo the damage that he did on Tuesday night.
Sandy Aid, so what happened? We're going to have two votes and two different deals?
We're going to have two votes, two different deals. The first will be this Friday, as you said. That will be $9 billion for flood insurance programs. That is because it's something that numerous lawmakers support, and so they can pass it by suspension, which means they can bring it to the floor, bring it quickly to the floor. That needs two-thirds of the House to approve it, but it's something that most members can agree on, not controversial at all. Then Congress is gone all next week, and they come back. Their first real legislative day is January 15th. So that is when the rest of the package, $51 billion, will be taken up. And we were told that would probably be in two parts, but all on that day.
Jill, can we talk about John Boehner? I was talking on air today with Congressman Pete King, Republican from Long Island. Says he's a friend of John Boehner, but he's really angry with the way all this has gone down. And I tried to pin him down on whether he would support Boehner to stay on as Speaker, and he kind of tap-danced a little bit. Is Boehner's speakership in jeopardy?
I actually think this resolution, which is the result of a meeting the Speaker held this afternoon with Pete King and other Republicans in the New York and New Jersey delegations, really, truly believe that now that they've come up with this resolution, the Speaker will be safe. It was looking like he was getting a little in some hot water there with this latest sort of rift in his conference. But all the members that came out of that meeting told us that they will support Speaker Boehner for Speaker when that vote is held.
All right, so again, it's all about politics, who's on top, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was pretty interesting to look at some of the stories, kind of sad, actually, to read about the worries a lot of people have trying to save their home still after all this time. That's the review of what's going on in the world of talk radio. The Countdown is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping once again you'll join us tomorrow in another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.